Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Het, Mishnah He, the Torah, like we've been reviewing, has very specific instructions on how inheritance works. Certain people inherit before other people, while there are situations where even children won't inherit at all. This Mishnah is going to talk about what happens if somebody wants to distribute funds or his property in a way that goes against what the Torah is telling him to do. Mishnah says, Ha'omer ish peloni, beni bechor lo yitol pishenayim. If somebody says, my older son, my firstborn son, who's supposed to inherit double, is not going to receive a double portion, but is going to receive one portion equal to his other siblings. Ish peloni, beni lo yirash imehav. Or if he says, my son is not going to inherit at all with his other brothers. Lo amar kelum. It's as if he said nothing. We do not listen to him. We don't follow his instructions. Shehitna al mashikatu batorah. Because he made a tenai. He made a condition that is against what's written in the Torah. The Torah tells us very clearly what happens at the moment of somebody's death. Who inherits him and how it works. The Torah says, without question, a bechor, an elder son, inherits a double portion. And that all other sons would receive an equal portion. And therefore, in these cases, if a father said, I don't want my son to receive a double portion, or if he said, I don't want my son to inherit at all, that doesn't work. He doesn't have the ability to change these halachot, to change these laws, and to decide how inheritance is going to work in a different way. Hamechalek nechasav lebanav alpiv. If somebody is sick, he is a shechiv merah, he's on his deathbed, and a person on his deathbed has the legal right to distribute his property with speech alone, without an actual document being written up. He can give away his property to whoever he'd like to. And he was telling his heirs that he wants to distribute property. Rabba le'ehad umi'et le'ehad. And he gave more property to one son and less property to another son. Or he gave the firstborn the same share as everybody else. He didn't give him the double portion that he was entitled to if things were left to inheritance. Devarav kayamin, his words stand. He's giving out his property while he's living, while he's still alive. He's giving them out as gifts. And therefore, the people who are receiving them as gifts, and the laws of inheritance would not apply to them. The laws of inheritance only apply to things that happen after a person passes away. The moment he passes away, the laws of inheritance automatically kick in. But at this point in time, if a person's giving away things during his lifetime, he has the right to do that. He could divide up his estate however he'd like to before he passes away. He can divide it up however he'd like. But if he says, oh, I'm giving out my property here as inheritance, it's as if he said nothing, because that goes back to the first case of the Mishnah. A person cannot change the Torah's rules of inheritance like we learned. Just to mention one more time, this is where the halachic will would come into play. A person would, there's more details and nuance to this, but he would make it like he's giving away his property during his lifetime, and the laws of inheritance would not apply. Very recommended for everybody to put together a halachic will for themselves to make sure that the laws of the Torah will be followed after lo aleinu, somebody passes away. Mishnah continues. Katav ben batehila, ben baemsa, ben basof, mishum matana, devarav kayamin. The way a shechiv merah works is that through speech alone, a person could give away his property. But it was customary that after he gave certain verbal instructions, that they would write it down to make sure that people followed it properly. So if in his instructions that he gave, whether it was in the beginning or the middle or the end of his instructions, he said that his property was being gifted as opposed to given as inheritance, devarav kayamin, his words stand, even if he alluded to certain type of inheritance while he was talking, but he used the word gift in any part of his instructions, we follow through with it and we treat it as a gift and the distribution is valid. Next case of the Mishnah, somebody who wants to disinherit one of their inheritors and or give a more distant inheritance, more distant relative and inheritance. Ha'omer ish peloni, yirasheni b'makom sheyesh bat. If somebody says, I want this other person who's not my child to inherit me, even in a situation where he has his own child who's a daughter. So let's say there's no sons. His daughter is set to inherit him, but he says, no, I don't want to give my daughter. I want to give some random person. I want to give that other person. Or, biti tirasheni b'makom sheyesh ben. Or if somebody says, I want my daughter to inherit my property, in a case where he has a son. Lo amar klum shehitna al ma shekatu b'Torah. It's as if he said nothing because he made a condition that is against the Torah. Again, the laws of inheritance kick in automatically a certain way. You don't have the option to give out property and inheritance in a different way. Till now, we've been saying that inheritance has to be followed exactly how it's written in the Torah. A person doesn't have the option to change it whatsoever. But, of course, it could be given out as gifts, like we have been saying. Now we're going to bring it, the opinion of a different Tana, Rabbi Yohanan ben Beroka, who's going to have a different opinion on the matter. Rabbi Yohanan ben Beroka says, a person does have the ability to change certain laws of inheritance, as the Torah tells us. Imamar al mishihura ui liyirusha, devarav kayamin. If he says about somebody who's fit to inherit him, that to some extent he was inheriting anyway, and he wants to give them a little bit more than they were supposed to. So he wants to change the percentages. For example, let's say he has multiple daughters, and he's supposed to give them all, and there's no sons in this case, he's supposed to give them all equally what they're in, a share. Four daughters, 25% each. But he has one daughter specifically who either maybe she's struggling financially, she has a tough situation, he wants to give her more. He wants to give her 50% and have the other 50% divided by the other three daughters. He's entitled to, because she was inheriting anyway. So when that's being done, he could change the amount that he's giving. Same thing with sons. If he has four sons, he has to give the Bechor double. That can't change because that's in the Torah. The Bechor has to get a double portion. But then he has, let's say, a second, two other sons. And the second son needs help financially. He wants to give that second son also a higher portion. He would be allowed to also over there because that son was inheriting either way. That's all permitted. But about somebody who was not planning to inherit from him, let's say he had four sons and one daughter, and he wants to include his daughter. Say, all right, I'm giving all my sons, and I want to include my daughter as well. That would not be allowed. He would not be allowed to give his daughter in that case because his daughter wasn't planning to inherit from him. So what we're saying over here, according to Rabbi Yohanan ben Beroka, a father is entitled to change the inheritance when that child was inheriting anyway. He can give more inheritance to a child who is inheriting anyway. But he would even agree that if somebody is not planning to inherit, if the law of the Torah tells us they're not supposed to inherit, that he's not allowed to give them when they weren't planning on receiving anything anyway. Mishnah continues. Hakotev nechasav le'aharim v'hiniyach et banav. If somebody writes gift documents, he wants to give away all his property during his lifetime as a gift to other people, and he wants to leave his kids without inheritance. Ma she'asa asui, legally, whatever he did was accomplished. He gave it away during his lifetime. He left his kids with nothing. Aval en ruach hachamim noha hemenu. But hachamim aren't pleased with him. Hachamim think that he's doing a negative action. They don't approve of what he's doing. It's not proper to leave your children without any inheritance. Hachamim say, even if your children are not following in the ways of the Torah, it's not proper to leave them without inheritance, because maybe your grandchildren will follow the ways of the Torah and they are left with no legacy. So you should give everybody some sort of inheritance. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, im lo hayu banav nohagin kashura, zachur leto. Says Rashbag, if someone's children were acting improperly, they were not following the ways of the Torah, they were a sha'im, then he's remembered for good if he leaves them with nothing.